Food and area restaurants figure prominently in many of Ms. Devane's writings, so it seemed altogether appropriate that we sat down to discuss her new book at Tallahassee's Hopkins Eatery at Lake Ella Plaza. The name of that book is Parade of Horribles, and I wondered if there was any connection with the phrase Basket of Deplorables uttered by candidate Hillary Clinton before last year's presidential election.
No, it didn't, but I've had a number of people ask me that. It actually originated from a friend of mine who is a mental health counselor. And we were talking back and forth, and she said, you know, Rhett, you're like most people. You take a set of pretty unrelated incidents and turn them into your own private parade of horribles. And I said, you know, that would make a great book title.
Before we get to the book's plot line, Devane points out that the characters who populate this, her seventh novel, will be familiar to those who have read her early works.
The set of characters in Parade of Horribles is actually the exact same set as in my very first book, which was Mad Hatter's Guide to Chocolate. And it's a continuation of their story. But they've been in bits and pieces of the other books. You've seen them all along, but now I'm coming back full circle to put them in situations again and highlight them again.
Another connection to previous Devane novels is the fact the tiny Gadsden County town of Chattahoochee is the scene of so much pivotal action.
Love Chattahoochee, great little town. And I'm looking forward to going over and doing a little bit of a book signing at the Rutabaga Cafe. They actually gave me permission to use them to set scenes in the book in the Rutabaga Cafe. So Chef Billy and I have been talking back and forth, and he's read the scenes. He's very excited about it. So that's going to be fun.
Okay, so what is the novel actually about?
Parade of Horribles really is about the nature of fear and how sometimes we build things into something that we can fear. It's an emotional type of thing. And then there are those things out there we don't even know, we don't see coming, that we have to fear.
And most importantly, Devane adds, how to not let that fear become all-consuming, a challenge made even tougher, she says, because so many threats today are beyond one's control.
There's cyber stalking in the book with a child that's in danger. There's another, the main character, Jake Witherspoon, is a victim of PTSD from a hate crime that was actually in the first book. And when he starts to receive these text messages, he's very frightened and he thinks that somebody's after him again. So it really is mainly about the nature of fear and how not to let that take over your life.
Since, as she mentioned before, there are connections between this book and her two earliest novels, Devane says they're essentially being born again.
I've had a lot of people who've asked for them to be released in paperback again because the little publisher out in Texas that originally did both of the books, that's Mad Hatter's Guide to Chocolate and Up the Devil's Belly, has since gone under, and we're actually putting those back into print with new covers, so we'll have the second edition of both books out within probably the next year.
As to the availability of Devane's books 3-7, of which the latter is Parade of Horribles.
Here in Tallahassee, of course, at my favorite books, I love them. That's where I had the book launch, and all of the titles are available online with online vendors, Amazon. You just put Rhett Devane in and they come up, and you can just go and read about them, or you can go to my website and read about them.
Which is, logically enough, rhettdevane.com. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.